This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Today we're talking about a major change in the UK. The government has announced plans to make pornographic content showing choking illegal. Officials are saying that this kind of material can normalise violence, particularly towards women and girls as well. And to help us unpack what exactly this means and the wider impact of this type of content as well, I'm joined by psychotherapist David Kavanagh. David, first off, welcome to the show. Also, from a clinical or professional point of view, what do you make of this new legislation? Do you think it is the right move, or are there different, maybe better ways to tackle the issue?
Good question. I think it's the right move. I don't think it's going to go far enough. I think, never mind choking, there's all sorts of practices in pornographic content that need to be outlawed or need to be banned because they're inappropriate for relationships. They're inappropriate for two human beings to treat each other in that way. There's all sorts of genres of pornography that children, teenagers, adults can access that are very humiliating and very degrading to human beings. So I don't think choking being banned is near enough, actually.
Is it a more common one? You know, from your work and your research, is it common content in people's porn preferences?
It would be common enough, like it's one of those things that some people are into it, some people are not into it. When I work with porn addiction, a lot of the clients I would have would end up watching kind of violent and extremely degrading pornography as part of the worst case scenario of what people are looking at. But in general, people tend not to want to watch aggression in pornographic content. They tend to want the sexual arousal stuff as opposed to aggression, if that makes any sense.
It does make sense. It's not necessarily the intention to watch something that is aggressive. It's for other reasons that you're watching it in the first place. But do you think that pornographic content is just normalising all of this in real life then? Is that the worry?
It is the worry. But to be honest, the biggest worry for me is that pornography is seen in itself as slightly normal, when in fact it isn't normal. And it's definitely not healthy. It's common. Is it normal? Not necessarily. Is it common? Absolutely. Is it good for us? Never. It's very, very, there's very few occasions where watching pornographic videos is good for a human being. Maybe in terms of arousal, fine, but for most men, watching pornography hijacks the pleasure centers of their brain, and it makes it very difficult then for men to enjoy sexual intimacy with their own partners. It makes it very difficult for men to not compare the people that they see in real life with the pornographic stars that they are looking at in videos. It's quite complicated, but it's usually not all that good for men to be watching pornography, actually.
Do you think society's attitude towards porn is shifting? Are people more open to talking about and using porn in relationships? Because there does seem to be a lot of conversations. It's been quite normalised.
I don't think there are enough commentators or influencers, shall we say, pointing out how dangerous and how uncomfortable it is for both the people involved in making the pornography and those involved in actually watching the pornography, or the consumers. There's not enough media discourse or enough of a narrative that's anti-pornography. But some people, some campaigners are actually working very hard behind the scenes to bring lawsuits against, like, the Pornhub, where trafficking or sexual abuse of minors is taking place, where people's videos are being posted without consent. It's quite a murky business, actually. It's not as wholesome as society is trying to make it out to be. And that's the issue I have with pornography in general. There are other ways to improve your sex life. There are other ways to be aroused. Pornography should be the very last recourse that people have as a tool to assist in their relationship. But invariably, these days, it's almost like the first thing people turn to. You know, we're a bit bored in our sex life. Well, let's watch porn together. That's not a good idea. It just isn't.
Is it just creating unrealistic expectations for people as well?
It does. But the major issue is that it sets up a cycle or a habit of pleasure with a fantasy concept of a person on screen, or people on screen, or scenes on screen. Because remember, usually people don't just watch two individuals being intimate. They watch multiple scenes of multiple people in various different scenarios. And that's where it becomes quite tricky, because then arousal gets associated with these weird and strange concepts, like stepmother meets stepson, etc., kind of creepy, weird stuff. And then what happens there is normal intimacy becomes quite boring and quite vanilla, when it should be the most excitable and the exciting thing you've ever done with anybody. But because of the extremities of pornography, regular intimacy seems boring, and that's awful.
What advice would you give to someone whose partner might be watching porn that has the likes of choking or aggressive content in it? How should they approach that?
Well, it depends on the expectations in the relationship. Like, if your boyfriend or partner is suggesting that he choke you during intimacy, if you like that and you're of an age where you fully understand the implications and you trust him and it's not going to get extreme or get become painful in a way that you're not okay with, then fine. But if you've any doubts about it, if you think your partner isn't fully respectful of you in every way possible, then the last thing you want in intimacy is to be choked by that individual. Especially if somebody's had an argument with you and then there's tension in the relationship and then 2 days later there's intimacy, repair intimacy, but there's choking involved. That doesn't feel like a repair to me. So I would be suggesting to people, be slow to accept those kind of normalities in your intimate relationship. Because where is it going to end? Will it end at choking, or will it be, a doorway into other stuff that you're very much uncomfortable with? So I think women need to push back. If you're not happy, you say so, and just don't opt into something that you're not 100% in agreement with. Don't do something because of peer pressure or because your boyfriend tells you it's what everyone's doing. If you don't like it, definitely do not do that.
As a psychotherapist yourself, I'm curious, do you have any knowledge on why exactly people would find the act of choking something that is sexually intimate or arousing? Like, where is the correlation in all that? How are we getting from A to B there?
You see, I think what happens is we become desensitized to regular intimacy. So if you're watching enough videos of pornographic content, eventually the male brain specifically will cease to get the same level of arousal as a consequence of just overexposure. Right. So then what happens is the male brain starts going in search of a new novelty, a new extreme, a new way to feel that sense of adrenaline, that sense of testosterone flooding through the brain, and dopamine, of course, the pleasure chemical. And then it's the brain will, see these categories of choking or aggression and click on it and all of a sudden find that arousing. Now, it's not that it's actually arousal. It's not that it's arousing within itself. It's just that everything else has become desensitized or boring in comparison to what they're seeing. So that's why it's really not appropriate to be introducing things like choking into regular healthy relationships, because why would you find that attractive? Why would that be arousing? If somebody isn't exposed to pornography and has never seen it ever, then they are highly unlikely to want to be choked in a sexual experience. They just wouldn't. Like, why would you?
There's a level of confusion around it, definitely, for so many people. The fact that it's even a topic of conversation or something that has to be brought into legislation is fascinating in itself. But my final question for you, obviously this legislation we're discussing is UK based, but would you like to see similar laws introduced here in Ireland, or do you think education and regulation are more effective?
Education can't beat addiction, right? So if you get a 12-year-old boy and you give him a smartphone, and he's told by his friends to look at pornography, he's going to do that. By the time he's 16, he's possibly going to be addicted to pornography, and they come to me when they're 18 and their lives are in chaos. In chaos. They can't have relationships, can't be intimate, they can't focus on their work, can't focus on university. So why is it okay for children to access pornography in Ireland? If you can't vape and you can't drink alcohol, why is society saying it's okay to watch pornography? We need to do more to protect our children. It's wrong. And it makes intimacy very, very difficult for young adults in their 20s when they start becoming sexually intimate and having relationships in college or with their colleagues in the workplace. It's very confusing because all they've known is not emotional intimacy or compassion or empathy. All they've known is aggression and immediate hits of pleasure where another person's body is used just for your pleasure and for nothing else. So I would say not just regulate it, ban it. Literally have it completely banned. If you're under 18, you can't watch pornography. And we as adults are going to protect you from that. We're going to make sure you can't see it because we know it's bad for you. And that's what needs to happen in this country, because I see the worst situations of families being destroyed by the consequences of pornography. That's not to say that we can't be aroused by videos of people or pictures of people. Of course we can be, but children don't need to see that because it's too much for them. The child's brain cannot cope with the excesses of arousal that they are experiencing when they watch pornography. Adults have to take responsibility back.
Some really strong and important words there, David, and thank you so much for joining us on iRadio's group chat to really look at this issue and learn how we can tackle it head on as well. And I'm sure that we will chat to you again on iRadio's group chat.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.